If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Sorry it took so long. I took the dogs out and ate some food, and here I am with the back half of a Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you for being here. I have an update, a Fat-a-thon news and notes bit of info. Amanda has checked in, and she's kind of in that same spot I'm in right now, that spinning of the wheels thing going out. Like, of the four people that are actively participating in Fat-a-thon, And by the way, I haven't talked to her in a few weeks, so I hope she's okay. We haven't heard from Nikki. I hope she's doing all right. But Amanda and I are both kind of like, and we got to get motivated. I'll tell you right now, she's floated the same weight at me of just under 3 bills now for a couple of weeks, which puts her officially at lost 18.1 pounds, and that's she was north of 20 pounds lost. Now she's just north of 18 in 20 weeks. So, I mean, I feel you. You're like, fuck, I haven't done shit. So, I think we both need to refocus. I really do. And, if the one thing that would help me, it probably would help you, is just, let's just get through today. Let's just get through today and not be an asshole. Move a little more, eat a little less, and then we'll pick it up again tomorrow. We'll worry about tomorrow. Today, we worry about today. That's like the alcoholism mentality. So I see you. I feel you. So there you go. I just had a breakthrough with something that's been bugging me for quite some time. You may have noticed that I limp quite a bit, and the latest ache and pain, I talked a little bit about it in the first half of this show, but my fucking left hip feels like it's something is out of whack, and it's definitely, when I take steps, it feels like it's, there's pain, first of all. The right feels fine. Everything's great. But my left, for some reason, something's going on there. And I think it might have something to do with the way I sit and crossing my legs, because I sit for a lot during the day, you know? And you see me doing those hip stretches, but nothing seems to really stop the uncomfortableness that I'm experiencing. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this thing? And it's really been bugging me. But so I've been having the hardest time to, like, like when you have like a little bit of a tendonitis, you kind of like work it out, and then over a period of time, it eventually kind of fades away after you find out a good way to stretch it or manipulate it or massage the inflammation away from it. I have not been able to do this with this hip. So it's been bugging me ridiculously for quite some time. But just moments ago, I stepped on a step. I go, okay, if it bothers me when I take steps, maybe if I do something like on a step. So I put the left leg on the step, and I kind of like, I'm rotating my hips and, you know, leaning this way and pushing on that. And then all of a sudden, I had this blinding pain that actually made me go, oh. And you hear Pooh Bear go, Eric, What's going on? Nothing, just stretching this out. So then I've got it now. I've found the way to really kind of, my hip was like, oh, thank you. And it hurts. So one of those things is like, it needed to do that. So I'm like rotating my hip and turning and leaning into it and then pushing that a little more. And I'm really getting it. I'm like going, oh my God, fuck yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Incredible. So then it was quite painful, actually. Came up here, sat down, took a couple breaths, and went down the stairs and up the stairs, and it was like nothing had happened. It was like I had no pain whatsoever. It's like I had to do that, you know? Oh, shit. So I think I've cracked the code on this deal. But I tell you what, that's never before has something hurt so much yet been so effective in a positive way. Piano Finger Banger says, wait, I know. Have you tried a chiropractor? I'm told they have all the answers. Oh, I'm glad that's over. If you are not on Patreon, I gave an update on the RV on Friday. And I let my dick swing in a big way with the general manager of General RV. Tony Sutton is his name. Like, suddenly, I'm in his face. I ripped that guy a new asshole on Friday. It was such an ass-reaming that I immediately felt bad after the ass-reaming. But I told the story to a number of you on the Patreon, and you were like, whatever you do, don't apologize. Do not apologize. He had to have this happen. He's a total dumbass when it comes to customer service. You deserved to do that to him after all you've been through. So you need to hear it. And I read that over to Dougie at Bosco's. And he goes, oh, yeah, you let your dick swing. I'm like, hey, I like that. I did let my dick swing a little. You gotta occasionally let your dick swing. Which, by the way, some of you saw the announcement that was made by Bosco's. Now, I have known for quite some time that this was coming. But I'm not sure why this happened. But the people who own the building that Bosco's is in, which is, I believe, the city of Hudsonville, Michigan, they actually own the structure. And so Doug pays these people rent. And out of the blue, they inform Doug that they are not allowing him to renew the lease at Bosco's Pub. No reason given. So that put our old heroes into a bit of a bind. So they're scrambling right now. They are closing the doors on June 15th, and they'll be fully moved out by July 1. That's when the lease ends. So in the meantime, they're looking for a new place in the area to set up shop. So it's not like for good, but for now. In fact, this came out, and Kevin Kuiper's more retarded brother, Matt, I guess saw this, but didn't quite read it because reading is probably a challenge for that knucklehead. He comes walking up to me at the paintball war and he says, yo, looks like you're looking for another job, or looks like you got fired from another job. I go, What are you talking about? Bosco's. They're done. I go, no, they're not. And he like got 0% of what they wrote on the post accurate. And so Kevin, the less retarded of the two, says, did you read the article or did you read the post? Stevie says that's a bummer. It was a decent place. It still is a decent place. It's going to reopen. They just have to, they're working on a new location. I think they have one, but it's going to take a little bit to set it up the way they want it. But I fully anticipate in the community announcing the grand reopening of the new Bosco's Pub. The goal is to have a place that's actually bigger than the one that they had. Because the place they had it, it was a little bit limited on the type of seating that you could have there at one time. Which, by the way, I worked there Friday. Stand by, I got to drink this. And there's a tendency, sometimes the servers, and this just happens by luck of the draw. There's really not a good way to prevent this from happening. But you got three or four servers, and they all get two orders. And then near, at about, or maybe close to the same time, they put all the orders in. Now, that affected things as a lot of orders came in. And we were just getting swamped. We're getting our ass kicked. There's three of us in the kitchen. We're getting our ass kicked. It should not work that way. One of the things that fucked us up, though, was very, very simple. This is the dumbest thing on the planet. Andrew's on the point. I'm on fries to his right. Dougie's to Andrew's left on the grill. Okay. So Andrew's job, tell Dougie what he's cooking. Okay, four regular burgers and a kid's burger. I'm preparing the fries. The work comes in waves. It leaves Andrew's hands and then starts with Dougie. Andrew's browning the buns and building the burgers, waiting for the patty to show up. And then by the time that happens, I get it, and I put the fries or onion rings or whatever on the thing. So it's kind of like a system, you know? Well, this is the one thing that can magically fuck up that system. When the order comes in, it's got the original and a carbon. Andrew gives me the carbon so I know what burger gets what in terms of fries or onion rings, whatnot. So I've got three tickets outstanding, but I noticed that they're working on four. What had happened was one of the previous orders, when you're done with it, Andrew has to pull the ticket, give it to me, and then we dispose of it. Well, we give it to the server so they know where the food goes, and then it's gone. Well, I disposed of mine when it was a two-meal table, and Andrew did not yank that ticket. So it fucked everything up. So that ticket that's still there ended up getting made twice. And it fucked up everything. You wouldn't believe it. How I'm like confused. I'm like, it slowed down the whole process. So that order got made twice. And the second one comes up and the food's just sitting in the window. And it goes to nowhere. The people who wanted that order, it was made twice. They already ate the first one, and they've left. And this food's in the window, and everybody's confused. Time is being wasted. More orders are rolling in. Dougie's starting to come unglued. I'm like, oh, my God. Now, Dougie is on the grill. Doug is not there. Had Doug been there, oh, my God. The shit would have hit the fucking fan. Oh, my God. As it stands, we had extra food. Finally figured it out. Set it over to the side. And then I took one of them home. Nick says, if only there was some type of device that managed the orders and put them on a screen. Yeah, I have never worked in that environment. I couldn't even tell you how that would work. It's an old school setup. The thing comes in, the ticket, you rip it. He gets one, I get the other, and then you make the food. That's how it works. Something tells me that there isn't going to be a lot of investment in the how the orders are sent back to the cooks. This works. It's just this one time it didn't work. Excuse me. All right. It is wedding week in the EZ podcast household. Chores. Dry cleaning. I'm writing that down now for the fifth time. I've got to get my clothes and the NFK's clothes dry cleaned. I have a speech that is due, and this is a Friday wedding. By the way, Nick adds, it's the same system I made pizzas with in 1996. So dry cleaning, that has to happen. And I need to write a speech. And I want to say, I typically don't write it down verbatim. In fact, I never do, and then just read it. I have bullet points, and I just go off of those, rehearse it in my head a few times, boom. I don't really have it refined. I need to spend significant time coming up with how I want to address this. I tend to make my talks like this. The one thing that they cannot be, two things that they cannot be. One is long. Two is boring. It can be anything but those two things. It cannot be long, and it cannot be boring. If any of what I'm saying starts to fall into those categories, you lose the room, everybody hates you, and wants you to fuck off. I'm a little concerned about the first look. When Jacqueline got married, the photographer and the videographer shot a moment where my back is to Jacqueline. I don't see what she looks like. And she comes behind me in her wedding gown. And I turn around and see her for the first time. And I started to cry. And you could see, like, me lose it in this picture. And it was quite a moment. Well, I damn well better do that again with Madison. And if I don't, well, that's fucked. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm in my own head and I'm not going to. And it's, I'm a little bit concerned that if I don't like start crying, look at me, I'm crying right now. I can feel my eyes welling up. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but that's one thing that's in the back of my head. Will I start to cry? I probably will. I'm pretty sentimental. Being that it's your, but when you've been through it once like that with like Jacqueline, you know, that's quite an experience that you already have in your back pocket. So it's not going to be quite a surprise to you when you see how lovely your daughter is. So I think that is one of the things that plays into whether or not I'm going to start crying tears of joy at the beauty of my beloved daughter. But if I don't, I'm like, oh, fuck, she's going to hate my guts. She's going to kick my dick in right there. Bob says, be sure to mention all the loser exes. That always goes over well. Yeah, I'm probably not going to take any advice from audience members as to what to say. You're free to give it. I mean, I guess something could strike me and I could actually utilize a suggestion. But I'm guessing that anything involving the comments on the chat probably is not a great idea for me to use in my daughter's my speech as father of the bride. All right. But I'm gearing up for that. Nick says, you're going to run with that joke you mentioned. You know what's funny about that? Is I was mowing the lawn yesterday, and I came up with another joke. And I remembered, oh, yeah, you also have that first joke. And I've already forgotten it. Do you happen to remember the joke? Because I don't recall it. I know I made a joke, and I know I asked him if I could say it, and I was worried about whether or not the joke would land or not. So I don't know. Piano Finger Banger says, you got to replay the DS case audio for everyone. That's not a bad idea, actually. I'm always worried about the acoustics. Somehow you can't hear it. You know, and it just, when you have a mixed crowd like that, I don't, that's kind of risky to do that. I don't know. I like to keep it simple. What the fuck was that joke that I mentioned? God damn it. But it should be a good time. Nick says, I don't remember. And I'm also trying to remember the joke that I put in the chat a few weeks ago. Shit, man. We got to write this shit down. The one I thought of when I was mowing the lawn yesterday was, you know, being that Madison is female and Ash was born female and now identifies male. Everybody in the room is aware of that. You know, like a lot of times a dad will finish up a speech and say, cheers to a happy home and lots of babies. Or get to making babies or make me a granddad. I could finish with cheers to the happy couple. Now let's get to the fertility clinic. Or three cheers for test tube babies. Hip, hip. So something along those lines. Haven't quite refined it. But being that three cheers for in vitro fertilization. At some point, I might have to drop that in. That's how you finish. So I've already done all the sentimental stuff, the lovey-dovey. Now wishing them the best. Here's a toast to a happy marriage with successful in vitro fertilization. That, I think, is a killer joke. I think that's a B+, A-, if delivered well. It could even be a solid A. And you know I'll deliver it well. I won't stammer and jibber-jabber around like I just did. Salute to the happy couple and successful in vitro fertilizations in the years down the road. Piano Finger Banger says, does the NFK comprehend that Ash has changed genders, or does that not compute? No, I'm sure it does compute. I don't think he has the all the details down too solidly, but he doesn't care about anything like that, I don't think. I mean, I sure hope not. That would be weird. I don't even think, no, I take that back. I was going to say, I don't even think that the NFK is racist, but he is. He absolutely is. We were talking about the Tigers. They had a couple of baseball announcers, Mario and Rod. Mario was a white guy. This is years ago. Rod was a black guy. They got into a fight, and they both lost their jobs. And so we were talking about it, and the NFK said, quote, I don't know whose fault it is, but all I know is Rod is a black. And I'm like, what the fuck? Huh? Shit. Rod is a black? Piano Finger Banger said, from the way he stalks you around the house, I think we need to change his name from NFK to BTK. No, he does creep me out. I got to be ready for anything, man. I should put a lock on the fucking bedroom door. Alan says he loves the N-word, I thought. He does. Then there's that. You know, he makes comments like what I just told you about. He calls inanimate things the N-word. He calls everybody the N-word. Probably calls me the N-word. And he's due a goddamn haircut this week. Shit. All right. From the personal files, that completes everything I have. Thank you to Irvine's. I'm not done, but that's, I've got more. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. The great team at Irvine's will get your car running or maintaining your car to the excellent level that you keep it. ervines.com, 616-532-6600. They've got free loaner cars. They are a locally owned shop that wants to make you happy when it comes to your vehicle. Irvines.com. When it comes to health insurance, you might need to use Obamacare, like your old pal EZ. If you are in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you're self-employed, what you need to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. And fill out the form to get a sit down with Frank. And it doesn't have to be in person. I usually do it via the phone because he's so damn awkward. But he's great. He'll help you every step of the way in getting set up with your Obamacare policy through healthcare.gov. Frank Fuss, buyinsurancehere.com. EZ gets his hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, 3 locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Go to kingsroom.net for exact locations, schedules, hours of operation, and you can see where your stylist is. Haircut's $19. That's the basic haircut. If you want a little more, you pay a little more. It could be some color. It could be this. Could be that. Could be the other thing. I don't know. Whatever. Kingsroom.net. That's where guys and chicks who like short hair get haircuts. King's Room Barbershop. Speaking of cutting, Kuiper Tree Care. See what I did there? If you have storm damage, you need some tree removal, stump grinding, perhaps tree risk assessment by one of their 3 certified arborists, reach out to Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225, Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com, 616-828-8225. Do it. Alan says you and the NFK should have a show on TLC. That would be comedy gold. Yeah. Bob says trip to King's Room with the NFK. That's got to be entertaining. No, I just cut his hair. Come on. He's not exactly looking for style. I promised you that I would tell you the story about Fabio at Sam's Club. I don't know what that is. When I was living back in New Jersey, had the opportunity as I was walking through Sam's Club, couldn't believe my eyes. Was very unexpected. As I entered the clothing area, and there he was, Fabio, in the flesh. Which, by the way, this is him on the left in 1993. He recreated that image 30 years later. I wouldn't have done it, you know? I mean, that chiseled face was ridiculous back in the day. Now he just looks like me wearing a wig from the neck up. He's still strong. I mean, he's in good shape for an old guy. But yeah, I was walking through the store and it turns out that Fabio had a coat line. That's exactly what it was. And this is an article from way back in 03, which would have been about the time that this happened. And it says, according to this article, dressed casually in jeans, cowboy boots, and a sweater, Fabio sat on a stool and patiently chatted with fans. Fabio was at the Springdale Sam's Club. I don't know what state that is. It doesn't matter. That is proof that Fabio was on a tour to the area Sam's Club. And on that particular day, I picked up my kids. And we went to Sam's Club to get some shit. And I'm walking around in the giant cart. Jim and Jack. And Dinah's got another cart with Madison in it. We're walking around. And I come around the corner and it's fucking Fabio. And he's all alone sitting on a stool. And I go, Fabio. Yeah. I go, what are you doing? And he explains to me what that press release said. I have a line of coats and I am selling them and promoting them at all the area Sam's clubs. I don't know if he sounds like that, but in my mind, that's what he sounded like. And I go, well, wow. Would you like to try one on? And they're like $500, you know, they're super expensive. And I realized, no, that's cool. And so that's kind of where it ended. It was the oddest thing in the world. And he had just been escorted out to his little stool. And this was his first seconds. He had sat down on the stool. He hadn't been there for more than like 3 seconds when I was the first person to encounter him. At about that time, people are noticing that it's Fabio. And now people are starting to like mill around him. You know, I mean, he is a fucking magnet. I mean, he's not much of a name now. Nobody even knows who the fuck he is. But back then, that was a big fucking deal. So I realized that time was running short, my time with Fabio. And I didn't even have time to ask him about when the bird hit him in the fucking face on the roller coaster, which may have been one of the most ridiculous things that's ever happened. Starman says, when Mr. 10 meets Mr. 11, if I had a moment, I would have been like, wait a minute. No, I don't know if it happened yet. I think the got hit in the face with the bird on the roller coaster may have happened after. God, it all runs together now. It's so many years. When did Fabio get... Oh, it was a goose. Get hit by a goose. Oh, no, he had been hit. That's right. It was 1999. I thought so. He was at Busch Gardens. And they're flying through the fucking turns. And a goddamn goose hit him in the fucking face. Jesus. This chick's got blood on her forehead. Fabio can't believe it. His face killed the goose. Jesus. This is that moment. Everybody's happy. There goes Fabio. He's got these three. They're all dressed like, Roman servants. Okay, now the ride's ending. They're coming back. And he look at him. He's like, I can't believe this. His face is all fucked up. Out of all these people, the goose hit him in the fucking face. Geese are big, too, and you're flying it at so much speed. Wow. Outstanding. I still can't believe that happened. Starman says another reason to wear motorcycle goggles on coasters. You know, I never thought about that. That's a great idea. I don't know if you can, though. Is that something that they, like, might frown upon? You doing that? Wearing, in case they fly off and hit the guy behind you? All right. Anyway. My brush with fame with Fabio. I'll never forget because we went to the radio station, told that story, and then it was like all sorts of sightings of Fabio out and about. Good times to be sure. Starman says that if you wear the goggles, it changes the experience completely. Yeah, a lot of the time with the wind hitting your eyes like that, you're squinting and one less thing to do, I guess. They're usually secured via strap. I'm at a point in time with the audience that there are people who didn't know until just then about the Fabio getting hit by a goose incident. There's such a bit of diversity in the audience. Either you're an old fuck like me or you're younger. Like, I realized that when I was playing paintball yesterday, that of all the people that are there, including the employees, all the players, I'm the oldest by far, you know? Once July 7th hits, I'm closer to 60 than I am 50. Holy shit. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of that as I get closer to 60 than 50, I think I'm still the same. Like, I'm proud with delivering what I deliver on a daily basis the same way that I have for decades. You know how Greg does that? Hello, yeah, I've changed and grown. That shit. What the fuck? What a fucking pussy. All right. Case in point about things that you, when I'm talking to the audience, that people who don't have any idea. Hot Lips is dead. If you grew up when I did, you watched the show MASH. And Hot Lips, Major Houlihan, Starman knows that. Starman, how do you know that? You're like a millennial. Loretta Swit is dead. Not sure what took her life, but she is no more. May 30th, 2025 is when she passed. Yeah, there's no word as to what the hell killed her. Whenever you hear about that, you know it's just died of old, 87 years old. Animal rights activist, vegetarian, whatever. I don't remember her from anything other than MASH. Rest in peace, Hot Lips. Yeah, when I was a kid, you could definitely rub one out to Loretta Swit. Starman says, no, I'm 48 this year. I did not know that. Holy fuck. How old is your dad? Did your dad have you when he was young? Or is your dad like 90? Bob says, I will never, ever grow up. Yesterday, the trip odometer on my truck read 8008. I laughed, took a picture and posted on Facebook. Ha ha, I'm 40. Yeah, so that's like boob, right? That's the thing. I got it. Starman's dad is, I forget who your dad is. Because I've done this every time. I forget of the morning duo that dominated the airwaves in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Neil and Reese. Which one? You're okay. Your dad is Reese. Stepdad. Wait a minute. Reese is your stepdad? Is that what I'm getting? Now, what is he? It's Reese what? Is it Reese and then his last name is something else? Is Reese his first or last name? Because I don't know. All I remember was Neil and Reese, Grand Rapids, top morning show. I heard some weird stories about Neil Dion that I probably don't want to say here because I'll probably get sued. Rickards, that's it. When we moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan, this is a fun radio story for you. June 2004, we started on the air. We had no idea whether we were going to be a success or not. And when you sign a contract, you get opportunities to get quarterly bonuses, at least they used to, in radio. So if you achieve a certain level in the ratings, you get a bonus. And they based ours on if you hit fourth place, you get however much money. Third place, a little more. Second place is the most you can earn. First place was not offered. And we said, why is first place not offered? And they said, because it's B93. You will never beat them, ever. Period. Does that sound stupid or what? Well, it took a couple years. And we ended up being number one in not only that particular demo, but all the demos. And then they had to redo the contract because we were consistently in first place. And as soon as we hit first place, they were like, hey, we don't owe you any money because we said, fuck you. No, you're paying us. Bullshit. Starman says, I knew when you guys landed that there was something there. Well, that's interesting because I didn't feel that way. I was always suspicious of our own show. It wasn't until we overtook Bob and Tom that I thought we had a shot. And then we consistently improved in the ratings, every single ratings book. Too bad radio's dead now. This is what they do in Grand Rapids. This is in the middle of the downtown area, downtown Grand Rapids, on Saturday night / Sunday morning. Block off the streets, and then they do this shit. It's called like a street takeover or something like that, where everybody starts doing donuts in the intersection. See that building in the background? That is DeVos Place, where the camper and RV show is. So these two idiots are ripping around doing like drifting. These guys like block the intersection so nobody can get through, and these assholes start ripping up the road. Now, they also did this on the interstate. So, you know, 75 miles an hour, they get like three guys and then three more, and those six slow down traffic on like the northbound lanes till it comes to a stop. And then these like guys, either these two or guys like them, will then in the middle of the interstate do this for 5 fucking minutes. Now you see the guys running around shooting video. A lot of times one of them gets hit. And what you're supposed to do when they get hit is just leave them there. I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, what a bunch of assholes. I can't believe that they're doing this. But I think if I was there, I'd be fucking loving this. This is the reason to go out if these things are going to pop up. And then that's it. They're done. They got it out of their system. Destroyed a set of tires. That's got to do some serious damage to tires, right? But supposedly, at this event that went down, somebody pulled out a pistol and shot it into the air. Now, for me, that's another fucking reason to go. Nick says, I wish I still worked over there. I would have shot, put a brick off the roof. Excuse me. I think there's an accompanying news story about this, because usually when this happens, like there was a club downtown around there somewhere called Turnstiles, and they did this in front of that guy's joint, and he was all pissed off about it, and whatever.
From the station with the most local news in our West Michigan, Fox 17 News at 10.
Story about it on the news
right now.
It's been a busy weekend for Grand Rapids Police. I confirmed 3 separate shootings, one of which took place during a car meetup in the Shops at Centerpoint parking lot. It's where dozens of people show up in their cars and drive erratically. I covered a car meetup in this same parking lot back in April, and police shared with me then that this is a known location for this kind of activity.
Around and they talk about that at this mall, Centerpoint Mall. If they know it's going to happen and they really want to do something, they should just kind of wait there, right?
Grand Rapids police got the call of a car meetup at the Shops at Centerpoint in the rear parking lot near the Nordstrom Rack at East Beltline Avenue and 28th Street. But this is not the first time a car meetup has happened here. Sunday, April 7, an estimated 300 cars gathered in this same parking lot. But at this Sunday's car meetup, shots were fired. Grand Rapids police tell me one person got shot and is believed to have non-life-threatening injuries.
I want to show you just how many tire markings were left.
Grand Rapids police also note another call of a car meetup and cars driving erratically around 1 a.m. Sunday near Michigan and Monroe.
Yes.
This video was posted Sunday morning and is gaining a lot of attention with more than 200 comments. This is a portion of the 76-second video clip uploaded to Reddit showing vehicles driving in circles at the intersection. As Deputy Chief Joseph Trigg shared with me back in April, the department is staffed to handle situations like these, but they can be dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, people like them. That's why they go. They should, you know, put some fucking food trucks out there, actually have it scheduled, and just have it once a week, the car meetup at one particular place. Decriminalize, make some money. Starman says this is what the Deltaplex parking lot is for. Whatever. Probably shouldn't do it. Somebody's probably going to get hurt, but whatever. All right. In and around Grand Rapids, University of Michigan's Mathey Botanical Gardens, they have a series of flowers that are in bloom called peonies. Peonies? Never heard of them. I guess a super pretty flower. And at the Mathey Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum, people come in and they see the damn things. This story is based in Grand Rapids, but I'm pretty sure this is near Ann Arbor where this happened. But anyway, you walk through, you look at the flowers, everybody gets pictures with the flowers. Not sure what's going on here as to what the motivation for this would be, but the flowers were just peonies. Is that how you say it? The flowers are blooming, and some asshole goes through and cuts them all. There they are. They're laying on the thing. And what the fuck? I don't understand why you would do that. Vandals clip thousands of... wait a minute. Am I saying peonies or peonies? Is there an emphasis on O? Peonies. Doesn't matter. Why the fuck am I worrying about the emphasis? Jesus Christ, who the fuck's going to do that? What kind of asshole? At least when, you know, protesters used to do shit like glue their hands to the basketball floor, they were doing it. You knew what they were doing it for. It was like equal rights for chickens or whatever the fuck. These were thousands of peonies just as they reached full bloom. It happened sometime Saturday night or early Sunday morning, leaving the trails littered with petals and blooms. Now they got to wait a whole fucking year till these things come back. These peonies are not just plants. They are living beings, said the guy who runs Tony Kalenic of the Matei Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. These peonies are not just plants. They are living beings. They've been... No, they're just plants. I understand that they're alive, but... They've been nurtured over generations, and they bring joy, community, and connection to the natural world for so many people every season. Yeah, you can't really argue with that. They look nice. He continued, what happened here was an act of disregard, not just for the garden, but for the community that cherishes it. I don't think it was an act of disregard. I think it was an act of terrorism, frankly. The garden inside the Nichols Arboretum is considered one of the world's premier collections of peonies. The garden is home to 10,000 flowers and 800 different types of peonies. The good news is the vandals only caused short-term damage. The statement by that dude says, and yet this resilient garden endures. Okay, so he's a drama queen. The roots remain strong, and the garden will bloom again. And we will continue to honor this space and all that it means to those who find peace and joy here. Yeah, I mean, seriously. For once, I would love somebody who is in a spot that guy's in where shit just got fucked up. The statement should read, fuck the guy that did that. If we catch you, we'll kill you. Rebecca says this happened a few years ago in Holland right before tulip time. Some a-hole cut huge chunks of tulips. Yeah, that's not good. Leave the peonies alone. Leave the tulips alone. Which, by the way, at tulip time, they got this massive windmill that they actually brought from the Netherlands, unassembled. And then they built it in this one field over there. And that particular area is where the most picturesque scene of the tulips happens to be. So, you know, this is... That's like, what the fuck? What is that movie where the giant blue guys run around? Jake Sully. A big, tall fucker with the tail. And first he's in a goddamn wheelchair. And then he goes to sleep and he's fucking the blue dude. Avatar, that's it. Not Smurfs, dick. This is AWA. This is like home tree. All these tulips by this goddamn windmill. Bob says Blue Man Group. If you go to tulip time, in order to see that field, you got to pay $15. I have never once been to tulip time. The closest I've been to tulip time was this year. During tulip time, I had to move my daughter out of her home in Holland. I wanted to shoot myself just driving near it. It's a fucking shit show over there. Holland, Michigan is equipped to handle about 100 cars on the street. And there's 90,000. I visited Holland, Michigan in the winter this year. It was dead of winter, and they're on the downtown. The streets and the sidewalks are heated, and this main drag of artisan shops and restaurants. Maybe the whitest spot in America. You could go on one end of that drag all the way to the end of it, and you could play spot the black guy, and everybody would have 0 points by the time the game is done. I don't know what it is about that place, but there are no black people on that drag. And I don't know if it's they don't live there or they don't go there. Or I don't know what, but that was the whitest fucking place I've ever been in. I felt like shit. I hated that. Anyway, fuck, I felt like they were looking at me weird. Who's that fucking terrorist with the nose? Is he strapped to explosives? All right. Where was I? I was going somewhere with this. Okay, yeah, I just told you the story about peonies getting cut. What a bunch of assholes. Okay, so you potheads, I've got news for you. I'm going to save this for the Patreon. But you think you're so fucking cool, smoking pot all the goddamn time. And, oh, what big deal? I smoke one joint a day. It's no big deal. I'm just eating a gummy. Well, this is turning on you now. As more and more people consume cannabis, there's more and more studies that are in place about the side effects of that. And you might be fucked. Okay? More on that in the Patreon. A brand new study from the University of California has a sobering message for you potheads. And everybody is a pothead. I would say more people that listen or watch this show, more than half, consume cannabis several times a week. And I don't give a shit. I'm just telling you, you think that it's like, it's harmless. It's nothing. It's fine. No way. Remember when they said that about vaping? Huh. It's all the joy of cigarettes, but it doesn't do anything. It's good for you. Meanwhile, I'm sure craving a Newport next time I go up north. The problem is there can be no Newpos if Pooh Bear is with me. So then I just have to suffer. Somebody was asking me about Newpos the other day, and I said, well, typically, if I get a pack, I'll smoke like 4 or 5. And then I'm like, this is fucking stupid, and I just throw them away. So that works out to about $2 a smoke because they're about $10 a pack. And I'll smoke. I'll feel terrible after, like, during a day, take like about 4 puffs. This is terrible. I think I'm not built to be a smoker. I really don't. And that's probably good. I want to thank these sponsors. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. They have helped me bring the pool back to life. It's taken a bit, but it was green as fuck. And now it's looking good because I got all the right stuff and right advice from Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. It's a brick-and-mortar store on Chicago Drive in Jennison, Michigan. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Perhaps you want to get a pool installed. A vinyl liner pool or a fiberglass line pool. They can go more budget-friendly or more extravagant. It's up to you. Whatever you want. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. This isn't some fly-by-night place where it's just a guy in a truck. This is an actual location, and why that's important is because sometimes chucking a truck might take your money and make off with it, and then you have no way of tracking them down. Not the case with Jennison Pool and Spa Depot right in Jennison, Michigan, by 12th Avenue on Chicago Drive. You can call them 616-457-0500. I just brought in some pool water. They tested it and said, yep, this is what's wrong. This is what you got to do. Boom. Buy the shit. Boom. Before you know it, my pool's looking much better. Thank you, Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. DumpaHalicsCo.com. Or just search Dumpaholics Grand Rapids. You can call them at 616-375-9962. That's who you get a dumpster from. Dumpaholics, formerly known as Dumpster Divers. The realtor of choice for the EZ Show podcast is Adam Kasari. Reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. You can also click on the link in the show notes of the audio podcast, and that'll take you to his Facebook page, and he'll help you out. Lots of ways to reach him. C-A-S-A-R-I, Adam Kasari. If you want to sell your home or you're buying a home, Adam can help you. Please allow his name to be in the mix of your potential realtor. And finally, Berlin Raceway. In fact, Adam races at Berlin Raceway. I'll be there Saturday. I'm going to reach out to the usual suspects, see if they want to go racing with me, watch racing with me. BerlinRaceway.com. If you get tickets before Friday at 11:59 p.m., they're $14. After that, price goes up day of the race. Get them at BerlinRaceway.com. 15 and under free, parking free. Not to mention, you can bring in a cooler 12 by 18 or smaller with all of your goodies, your snacks, and your soft drinks. No booze, no glass, please. I need a nominee for the asshole of the day. As usual, I don't remember what the fuck I talk about on this show. Nick says, need a little Amakin stash out in the woods. I don't know what that means. Be back in a minute. Gotta go get some sticks. I know what you mean, but I don't know what you mean. Yeah, I know what that's like. I've rolled the dice that way too. But sometimes I'm concerned about the stink. When in doubt, it's gotta be a free beer as your asshole of the day. Free beer is the asshole of the day for flying back when he didn't need to fly back. What a fucking idiot. I wish I could tell you about that. Him and his asshole wife. Assholes of the day again. That is my time on the Eric Zane Show podcast. As always, you've been an outstanding audience. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Thanks for being part of this one, though. Till then, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.